check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Wow, we've got a controversial bust list here on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Wait for these names, courtesy of Heath Cummings right now. All right, here we go. I disagree right off the bat. Right off the bat with the quarterback bust. Heath has Joe Burrow as a bust. Hate it, Heath. Justify it.
Yeah, I think you'll look at, there's not no such thing as reliable ADP at this time of year, so we're not sure where Joe Burrow is going to be drafted. When I looked at the Fantasy Pros consensus rankings, he was QB 6 or 7, depending on what you were looking at. He finished last year at QB 9. His 23.8 fantasy points per game that he scored last year would have made him QB 12 in 2020. Now, the idea is, well, sure, but Joe Burrow can be better, right? Probably not. His yards per attempt, his touchdown rate were both outlandish, both better than the current active leader in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, respectively. You should expect regression. In fact, I think you should probably expect that he needs to throw 10% more passes just to match last year's yardage and touchdown numbers. Now, he might, but matching those numbers and being QB 9 through QB 12 is not going to be a good season if he's drafted as QB 6 or 7. And there's significant risk that what we've seen from Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, the more games that Cincinnati wins, the fewer passes they throw, remains true, that they're an 11-win team next year. They throw 550 passes, and Joe Burrow's a high-end QB2 like Kirk Cousins.
Wow. What a wet blanket. I mean, what? Like, just accept the fact that this guy is going to be great. He's got two great receivers. He has maybe the best receiver in football. He started throwing more later in the year as he got healthier. I think he's going to run more, Heath. I think he's going to run, I think, maybe 100 to 150 more rushing yards for Joe Burrow. He's in that big group of guys who could finish anywhere from 6 to 12. But no, I think he could finish third. I think he really could have a great year. But he does have to throw more. I think he will.
He has to throw a lot more. Like I said, he needs about 50 passes if he has a typical quarterback regression. He was a 13th quarterback since 2000 to average at least 8.5 yards per attempt over at least 500 attempts. None of those guys in the following year averaged 8.5 yards per attempt. He was at 8.9 last year.
Joe Burrow, quarterback bust. Dalvin Cook and Cam Akers, running back busts.
like everybody whatever. That's really good. Obviously, with both Dalvin Cook and Cam Akers, there's pretty significant injury risk. I think Cook, I've called James Conner cheap Dalvin Cook, and everybody thinks James Conner is like the most fragile running back in the NFL. I think Dalvin Cook's right there with him. He's never played a 16-game season. But it's not just that. I worry that Kevin O'Connell's offense has not been as running back-centric as the Vikings' offense has been. Sean McVay's offense has not been as running back-centric. And so I don't know that we'll see as many touches. We just saw him coming off of his worst year as a pass catcher in this Vikings offense. And he's at age 27, where even if he'd been healthy, we'd start worrying a little bit about him breaking down. For Cam Akers, he came back from the Achilles, an injury we didn't see anybody ever come back from, but he didn't look like himself at all last year. And I don't know that he has a role in the passing game.
Okay, and then Debo Samuel. I mean, nobody really likes Debo Samuel, so I guess he's a bust right now. He's on your bust list. This guy was top 5. I think he was wide receiver 3 last year. Just a tremendous year. But this one totally makes sense, and this is why he was on my bust list last year, by the way. That didn't work out so well.
It kind of fits, though, with the Joe Burrow. It's almost like a little sneak preview into the regression article. And maybe he won't regress, but he averaged 18 yards per catch and scored, 7 or 8 rushing touchdowns on 50 rush attempts. Like, his efficiency was just absolutely off the charts. And I worry a little bit that Trey Lance is going to play quarterback and all the pass catchers are just going to take a hit in this offense. But also that while he is not the typical wide receiver getting rush attempts, I don't think we should necessarily count on him matching last year's rushing output.
That's the big thing with him is talking about 8 carries a game, not the entire season, but for half of it, and roughly 8 carries a game. That's just, if he does that, then yeah, we'll all be pretty fired up. I think he's getting a lot of touchdowns too, like you said. We'll see what the role is, and we'll see who the quarterback is. All right, we got more breakouts and busts. Check out the full-length show on Fantasy Football Today. That's Heath. I'm Adam. Talk to you later. We got Emory Hunt coming on this week to give his NFL draft tight end breakdown and much more. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.